Review. A year-long study of 400,000 students by the New Zealand Initiative who were looking at 20 years' worth of data shows there's no real difference in school performance between different deciles. Joining us now is New Zealand Initiative Chief Economist Eric Crampton. Good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning.
The Tomorrow Schools Review disagrees, obviously. It says the quality of our schools varies significantly. So who's right?
Well, the Tomorrow School Review went and investigated a few schools. They went and interviewed parents, principals and teachers, and a couple of dozen schools. Our data was drawn from every student that completed NCEA since about 2008. We adjusted for family background circumstances. And that's one of the key differences between our work and what Valley Hake's report found. So where they investigated a few schools and were looking at outcomes overall, we investigated every student that's ever gone through NCEA and adjusted for all the differences in family circumstances that we know have to make a difference in how well a school is able to perform. Parents often use decile as a proxy for school quality, trying to get their kids into a higher decile school. And whenever you look at an NCEA league table, high decile schools do well. In our work, we show that once we separate out all of the effects of family, so parents' education, parents' income, benefit history, employment history, everything that could possibly matter in affecting a kid's performance, we find that there's no difference on average across the different deciles. A decile 1 school could be performing just as well as a decile 10 school once we take those circumstances into account. So we've been beating up for ages on decile 1 schools unnecessarily. There are still pockets of poor performance and a stellar performance within different deciles. But the decile of destiny kind of story really doesn't hold.
Does it worry you then that Tomorrow's Schools Task Force is making statements backed up with such limited data?
Well, a good start to any problem is problem definition and just trying to figure out what the circumstances on the ground are. And I think the problem is bigger than just the Hike Report and Tomorrow's School. This data has been in the Stats New Zealand data lab for at least 5 years, and nobody's been using it until us to try and figure out what school performance actually looks like. When we talked to Eero ages ago about some of the work that they were doing, about two years ago, some of the work that they were doing in intervening in failing schools, they weren't even keeping track of which interventions they were trying in which schools and which things seemed to work. There's no sort of rigorous approach to this. There are far greater opportunities for bringing actual empirical methods to this stuff to help improve the performance of the schooling system as a whole.
Why don't you think, then, that they have been looking at this research? Why would they ignore it?
Well, nobody's gone into the lab to do it until us. They are paying attention to our research now. We've had chats with the ministry and minister on it. But the actual work in the lab, it takes getting a bit of demand for it, right? So the ministry will have 3,000 employees that are busy with their day-to-day tasks, and nobody's really known that this work is possible except for people who are well-versed in this kind of stuff. And without that kind of demand for it, nobody gets tasked to do it. So we took it on ourselves, started it, but we want people to build on it. So other researchers will have complete access to the code that we use. It takes a lot of work to put the data together in a way that you can then use it for analysis. We want a whole pile of different master's theses to stem out of this work and for the ministry to pick it up in measuring school performance as well.
Well, let's hope so. Eric, appreciate your time very much. Thanks for joining us.
No problem at all.
Eric Crampton, who is the New Zealand Initiative Chief Economist. On the text, hi, Kate, I started a B&B in Hamilton last November. I can't keep up with demand. My latest booking is two young Auckland couples coming down to explore the area. Hamilton's close to Raglan, Rotorua, Mount Maunganui, plus has world-famous gardens. Hamiltonians are coming in thick and fast, Glenn. Are these all your relatives?